it's almost a scandal, really, because, and also full of irony. Here's the country which is the area of the Britain's great game, the 19th century, and also of Kipling's Kim, but also where the CIA was stuffing dollars and giving money to the Mujahideen during the time of the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan in the 80s. And the British MI6 were also there. The British have been trying to promote a kind of a more sophisticated reconciliation policy by talking to Taliban people and insurgent leaders as much as they can do. And that policy has been, in a way, sabotaged by some Americans and Karzai himself, the Afghan president. But the other, what I would say, is sort of, well, quite scandalous, maybe too strong a word, but to put it mildly, a disappointment, is that that's about every single British military commander who's been there had no intelligence at all.
Simon, is this British intelligence working the same as American? I mean, you know, how is the cooperation between the two countries?
Well, one of the problems, as Richard has just alluded to, is that they haven't entirely singing from the same song sheet. They have different objectives, different methodology, and different ideas about how things should be done. I think the British have long tried to make their voice heard, as they did in Iraq, about ways of handling post-invasion counterinsurgency. And only generally in the last two years, maybe 3 years, with the advent, the rise of General Petraeus and some people around him, like some of the more enlightened American commanders, have they started looking at what the British are saying about counterinsurgency methods and how it worked in other countries and how you do make a hearts and minds operation work, and which, how that bolsters your intelligence gathering capacity, because by making friends, making contacts with the local population, you create a pool of local sources. And the Americans have been quite slow to pick up on this. In fact, Richard and others reported a few weeks ago that in southern Iraq at one point, the American and British commanders were hardly on speaking terms because of the differences over intelligence gathering, among other tactical and operational matters.
And approach towards insurgencies. I mean, the British, I mean, it's sort of sad really to think about this. I mean, the British went into Iraq with the Americans, as we know, in 2003. And the British started to say, we know much more about counterinsurgency than the Americans. We've done Northern Ireland and all that stuff, Malaya before that. The Americans go in there sort of firing all over the place. And, of course, the Americans learned very quickly, actually, partly because of General Petraeus, now the chief commander in the US, and re-radicalized, sort of tore up and wrote a whole new sort of field manual, as they call it, for special forces as well as their main army. They were much better. They proved much better, much more sensible. And they don't seem to be doing it in Afghanistan.
The difference between the American and British in Afghanistan is a bit like my father used to say about the difference between young and old people. It's if the young only knew and if the old only could.
That's a good point. I mean, it really is. And they have not learned. I mean, interesting, the Chilcot inquiry into the invasion of Iraq and thereafter was one of their sort of issues they're looking at, quote, lessons learned, unquote, and mainly about what the aftermath, actually, of the invasion of Iraq. And what we didn't know anything about the... I mean, intelligence may have been abused before we went into Iraq, but they didn't know much about it, and didn't think about the effect of the invasion on Iraq and the different constituents groups, the Kurds, the Shias, the Sunnis, and so on, equally in Afghanistan. They have not learned the lessons from Iraq by being prepared, putting troops in numbers, getting proper security, giving the locals money, giving the local Afghans responsibility for their own little economic aid schemes. I mean, it sounds patronising. That's what you do, not through a corrupt Kabul. I mean, they just haven't learned lessons. It's not just hindsight. It just seems to be extraordinary that the ignorance or for different reasons, a short-sightedness, an inability to for the big coalition forces and NATO allies to get a grip and do something properly.
One interesting aspect of Flynn's report is how he suggests that American agents should adopt journalistic methods in gathering information. He actually talks about the way foreign correspondents go down at grassroots level and talk to local people and then collate their sources.
Open source intelligence gathering.
Yeah, so maybe there's a new career for people like me and Richard advising the CIA and how to gather intelligence in the field.
Simon, Richard, many thanks.